Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello and welcome to Cool English. My name's John, and today I'll be going over the third and final set of geography vocabulary. Again, this is a great set of vocab to learn before you travel, to be able to talk about and understand the places you might see and visit. Let's get started with the final 10 words in the hard section, or level 3 section, of geography vocabulary. The first word is boulder. That's B-O-U-L-D-E-R, boulder. And that's a very large, rounded rock. So a really big rock we would call a boulder. Next, cliff. That's C-L-I-F-F. And a cliff is a steep rock face, especially at the edge of the sea. So if you suddenly have a drop-off and there's a big fall, that's kind of like a cliff. There's many movies where people's cars fall off the cliff or the side of the cliff. Next, we have coast or shore. Coast is C-O-A-S-T. Coast and shore, S-H-O-R-E. They're pretty much the same thing, and it's the land next to or close to the sea. So California is on the west coast of America, where New York is on the east coast of America. After that, we have coral reef. That's C-O-R-A-L, coral, and reef, R-E-E-F. This is a large underwater structure made of the skeletons of marine animals called coral. And it's the beautiful, colorful rocks you see underneath the water when you go snorkeling or scuba diving. Fish and other animals live inside the coral reef. After that, we have creek. That's C-R-E-E-K, creek. This is a natural stream of water, normally smaller than, and often a tributary to, a river. So think about like a really small river, and that's a creek. Next, dunes, D-U-N-E-S, dunes. And this is a mound or a ridge of sand formed by the wind. So in the desert, you might see dunes because the wind will kind of form these mountains or ridges in the sand. Next, peninsula, P-E-N-I-N-S-U-L-A. So this is almost an island. It's a piece of land that's surrounded by water on three sides. So it's still connected, but normally by a narrow piece to the mainland. Florida is a peninsula of the United States of America. Next, we have pond, P-O-N-D. And just like we talked about how creek is a small river, pond is a small lake. So it's a still body of water smaller than a lake. Next, rapids, R-A-P-I-D-S. And the rapids are the fast flowing and turbulent part of a river. So if the river starts to have like white water in it because of the velocity of the water and rocks around it, we call these the rapids. Some people like to ride boats down the rapids. Finally, we have swamp, S-W-A-M-P, swamp. And this is an area of very wet land with wild plants growing in it. Alligators and other things might live in the swamp. So it's like water that's very shallow and trees are growing out of the water that are kind of close together. In New Orleans, we have a famous swamp called the Bayou. And in Florida, there's a famous swamp called the Everglades. Okay, let's review the 10 words for geography vocabulary, level 3. First was boulder, cliff, coast or shore, coral reef, creek, dunes, peninsula, pond, rapids, swamp. Okay, that's it. Remember, you can check out coolenglish.net for further review and check back next week for more of the Cool English Podcast. Thanks a lot and have a great week.
Do you want to learn English? Cool English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool English, dude. English.